Welcome back to Halftime. It's 21-1 on this Wednesday, all the way through to 4 o'clock, Marco on the Ox Up. After that, of course, Jonathan Howcroft a little bit later on from the, of course, our dual international, and he will have David Saker along, the Victorian Bushrangers coach, also Dave Clarkson, to talk about the FFA Cup draw. But great to welcome in Dr. Brady O'Donnell from the Epworth, who's here regularly with Half Normally.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good
How
to see you.
You?
Going very, very well. Foot injuries we're going to focus on today, especially the navicular injuries. They've become quite major and players have extended layoffs, don't they? And we've seen probably the one that I've really noticed, Brody, this year is Jared Polak, who was fantastic for Port Adelaide the last 2 years, and here he is missing just about a whole year of footy.
What we know about the navicular, so it's a little bone in the foot, kind of linking the arch of the foot with the ankle.
Mm.
And it's definitely injured more in people who sprint or hurdle or jump, so anything explosive. And we know also that if you've got some sort of bad technique or maybe reduced what we call dorsiflexion, which is lifting the toes up, that bone gets jammed a bit more. So that combined with maybe tight calves and then repetitive over and over and over, so more jumping, more sprinting, you're going to give yourself a stress fracture. Sometimes the x-ray doesn't show anything at all, but if someone's got pain over the end spot, as they describe it, it's diagnostic. So they need 6 weeks off. The thing is, most of the studies done about navicular stress fractures are done in runners.
Mm.
Now, if we're to compare a runner with an AFL player, the average runner is probably somewhere between 20 and 30 kilos lighter.
Yep.
He also or she also is running in a straight line, and an AFL player is not ever running just in a straight line. So they're forcing a lot of force, not just through their navicular, but through the bones beside it, the cuboid and their fifth metatarsal, which is the bone connecting to their fifth toe.
Mm.
Especially with someone like Egan, we know a lot about his injury, obviously. That's been in the news a fair bit. So you're repeating the force over and over, and even if you've had 6 weeks off, it's often not enough because they're getting back into this sideways or changing direction stuff that they do in footy all the time.
So AFL as a code, most affected by this. Is there anything, any other codes that sort of compare with the way AFL footballers move and the pressure on their joints?
We also know that if we were to compare it to other codes of footy, the forces and the injuries are a little different. If you think of NRL, there's a lot of straight line running and a lot of large men running into other large men.
Yeah.
And roles are a little bit more specific in terms of what people do. But in an AFL, any player, anyone on the ground can be running at high speed, changing direction, looking up, not necessarily looking at the ground that they're running on. They're looking at the ball or the player. So it is, I mean, this is what we love about this sport, but it also makes it pretty challenging for these players to get back to a point where they're pain-free.
Yeah, we've seen Reece Stanley go down a short time ago for the Cats, and he was going to be pretty pivotal for them in the second half of the year. Jared Polak, certainly Port Adelaide's lost his run and drive. We've seen Sam Mays, who was actually back on the weekend in the Neefel. He should be back in, I reckon, the team. He had about 29 possessions and kicked six for the Brisbane Lions reserve on the weekend. Tom Bell Chambers, Travis Collier. So are these injuries occurring, Brody, more often now?
I think people are probably being more attuned to reporting pain, which is a great strategy for any elite athlete. They need to report this sort of stuff to the coaching staff and the physical trainers.
Mm.
The hard part, and we've seen this with someone like Egan, is balancing, managing yourself throughout the season or throughout the back half of a season before finals and what's appropriate for you in the long term. And those things often don't cross over. So where an athlete might be inclined to want to keep playing, we also have to worry what's your life like afterwards and what kind of pain might you be having.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it? I mean, the Matthew Egan story, it's been going on for a little while. He never played again, tried to come back a few times. He's now suing the Geelong Football Club, which is not the track that, ideally you want to be going down. It's the last resort. So I suppose it's, player, it's club, a lot of people having to take responsibility whether you do come back and how early you come back and when is the right time.
We also see this just in general medicine, the differences in what patients hear versus what we say or what they want versus what we tell them. And so that's a really great example of someone who has high expectations.
Yep.
Of course, any young man wants to play finals. You'd have to be crazy not to. So it's pretty difficult to restrain someone like that or to say, but mate, when you're 50, and he's thinking, I don't care about 50, I'm thinking about next
week.
Right
now, the moment.
Absolutely.
The grounds, I mean, the grounds these days are pretty good, unlike, 20 or 30 years ago. Are they having an effect? I mean, obviously, Etihad's always been regarded as a bit of a harder type ground. I know, being up at the Gabba on the weekend, there's always, I think they've sort of fixed it a bit now, but that centre square has always been regarded as a bit hard. Are they having any effect on the injuries?
Definitely, I think the grounds are better tended in AFL than they would be in country football or VFL. We know that those men playing the regional games are often a little harder and they're hitting the ground a little harder. I think also footwear has improved and understanding of right podiatry and whether or not people need insoles in their shoes has improved. So I don't know if we can blame that. I think It's also very possible that a lot of lads have maybe not great technique in their jumping or their explosive change of direction. They might be good athletically, but in terms of looking at their foot biomechanics, maybe they're not that great at that. And maybe the way that they're moving their feet and their calves is actually contributing to that injury and no one's picking up on that early enough.
So is this something clubs need to maybe now to start to take a close look? We know sports science has become such a big feature and attention to detail about everything to do with the game that maybe this is something I need to pay a little bit more attention to keep guys out on the park.
Absolutely. And when we think of talent ID, sometimes we think of things like a vertical jump, but we also need to be careful about flexibility, looking at hamstring flexibility as part of off-season or preparation, looking at calf range of motion. I mean, a lot of rowing coaches look at these things. Yep. How well can someone move their ankles? It's vital to their ability to row well in a boat.
And I mean, the game is, you know, continued to change. It goes at a rapid rate. I mean, the strain on AFL footballers' bodies, when you watch the games every week, and I call the games, and you think, God, the things they put themselves through.
Absolutely. The stakes are higher too. Yep. I mean, people don't have part-time jobs anymore the way they did back in the day. So the stakes are higher. And for every bloke that's got a contract, there's probably 20 other boys that's saying, you're sick, you're injured, I will put my hand up and take that spot.
Nice to have you in. Hopefully, a few of these guys can get back. We know that Jared Pollock's going to miss the rest of the year. Good to see Sam Mays back. He's a classy player. It'll be handy for Brisbane in the second half of the year. And Reece Stanley had started the year so well, but hopefully we see less of these injuries. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.